Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 133 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hey, Kyle. Say hi, Kyle.
Say hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Hey, Adam. How are you doing today? I'm really happy to be here with you, and it's awesome.
It's good to be here with you as well.
Oh, isn't it great? Isn't it great? We're together. We're chatting it up on the microphone, recording this, and sending this to a lot of people.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be professional and supportive and a good podcaster.
Oh. Well, we won't get into that.
I need a lot of practice.
Well, you know, 133 in.
You know?
Getting there. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, speaking of practice and of podcasting, I wanted to ask you real quick, the other show you used to have, Roundtable, is you handed it off. Have you paid attention to it? How's it doing?
You know, that's a good question. I should look.
And we should probably have the new host of that show on this show.
Whoa.
Hey.
All right. That's not a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah, he might be into that.
Should we surprise people who it is or no? Nah.
So, but as Adam alluded, I used to have a show that I hosted called the WP Roundtable. And, you know, we did podcast thing and a lot of like live Google Hangouts on air. And there's close to a couple hundred YouTube videos of that show that I started with another guy in 2014. And earlier, I think it was earlier this year, Russell reached out to me, a friend of mine, Russell Aaron, a WordPress guy from Nevada, reached out and said, noticed that I haven't been doing a whole lot with WP Roundtable in a while, and said he was thinking about doing a WP project, and it was very similar to what I had been doing. And he liked the name of that brand and said, you know, Kyle, if you're not really doing anything with this, you know, maybe I could. There was a lot of conversation about it, and I was like, sure.
You made like 50,000 on it, right?
I told you in confidence.
Oh, like,
I'm not supposed to.
Or was it just a high five and buy you a cup of coffee or something?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care about anything monetary.
Right, which is awesome. I just want, I mean, obviously I was joking with the money. I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, Kyle racked it in. But no, I mean, you just gave it away, which I thought was awesome.
It was really great. And I think Russell's been doing some stuff with it. He's had some cool interviews with other great people in WordPress, and they've been covering cool topics. And
yeah, he did rebrand it. I mean, he redesigned it a little bit, the website. It's up to date now. It's nice.
It's great.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, FYI, I was on that show once.
Really?
Episode 53.
53? Dang, we were just getting started.
Yeah, and that's actually back when it used to be the True Roundtable. It was you, Mark Benzikane, who was a guy down in Bogota?
Jason Crawford.
Jason Crawford. Who else was there?
I don't know, Rich Robinkoff, maybe?
Yeah, Rich was there, yeah. Yeah, it was like a whole roundtable. It was cool, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up and ask and mention, let people know that that's still out there if people wanted to kind of go back and look at the archives and the new stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, looking at the archives.
Yeah. What else is going on for you this month?
Well, I'm excited to say that we are in the second half of 2020.
This is
cause to celebrate.
Amen.
There's more of 2020 behind us than in front of us. Reason to hope.
Right.
Reason to have some optimism.
Yep, absolutely. Did you hear the latest? So we're recording this the day after the 4th of July here in the U.S. Well, it's 4th of July everywhere in the world, but it's, you know, Independence Day. But did you hear the latest news, like just last night, about the presidential, who might be running for president now?
No.
Kanye. No joke.
Wow.
Well, joke, but no joke. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
so,
well, okay.
based on that, and, you know, based that he has the backing of Elon Musk, whatever, and he is also a billionaire in his own right. If that happens, like Ellen and I are looking, I've already looked at this morning at Google, like, what does it cost to live in Spain for an American? I mean, we may just bounce for 4 years. I'm like, I don't know. I can know if I can do another 4 years of just this oddities, you know.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Let me ask you this also. What are you looking forward to for the second half of the year? So are you going to go anywhere? Are you going camping this summer at all?
I really don't know. We really want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go with you. Can I come?
I would love to. You know, what are you doing for your birthday this year?
It's not for another like 4 months. I don't know.
I know. But do you have any plans? Are you going to be at home?
November. It's like the week after the election, technically. So I might be moving to another country. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a big one. It's I mean, I'm not shy. It'll be the big 5-0.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I mean, you said that on a previous episode.
Yeah, I'll be 50. Oh. So, you know, it is what it is. I do plan on, you know, just hopefully, knock on wood, staying healthy, you know. But, no, I mean, I was going to maybe have a party. I might have two parties per se, like one West Coast, one East Coast. Because, you know, I mean, I've only been here for 3 years. So I might go back and have a get-together with some friends and family on the West Coast and have some friends and have some friend party F3 kind of stuff out here on the East Coast in WordPress stuff. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Really? Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. yeah, so cool. You're happy about the segment. On my end of things, I was going to tell you real quick, we had a new client project kick off last week, which was awesome. Client's awesome. My team is awesome. And I tasked one of my team members, she's a developer, but she's project managing this project, which is amazing for me. Just I get to kind of step away now and just kind of, you know, kind of work on the business instead of in the business. That's always been kind of the goal.
Good. Important.
And then part of that is, you know, I'm trying to do the pivot slowly but surely. Backup Speaker is about to launch also, I think, next week, the soft launch. We'll finally, it's a year later, but that's been a fiasco, just up and down with just the life of, you know, doing this kind of thing. So that's about to launch. And like I said earlier, I mean, exercise-wise, I'm back up to four workouts this past week with F3, which is pretty good. I feel pretty good about it. I'm, like, not too sore. Glutes are okay. I'm just a little, you know, but it's pretty good.
Right. What about your heel?
The heel?
Yeah. Is it good?
It's fine. Yeah.
Shoulder?
Shoulder's good.
Ankle?
My left big toe is a little tender.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah. My right big toe is giving me problems.
Yeah. Isn't that the sequel to my left foot? And lastly, I guess I'll mention this real quick. So we had a house guest for about 8 or 9 days, and he left this morning. Avalon's boyfriend. He's a good kid. He was here for a bit. You know, just pretty mellow, low key. Plays guitar. You'd like him. He's actually in a band. They do really well. They have a 2 or 3 record contract deal. He's also still in college, like studying music theory. Super talented. Just real mellow. But he's a good kid. So she's gonna be bummed now that he's gone because they haven't seen each other in a while. Now he's gone again. So,
Yeah.
He lives on the West Coast. You know. So
Stuff.
Sweet. So yeah.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So I don't know if you saw this or not. I'll mention this. So WordPress contributors, this is over at WP Tavern. The WordPress contributors seeking sponsorship to improve the Gutenberg developer docs.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be real.
Uh-huh.
I understand it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this is a good idea. Although, this could be a matter of Kyle being out of touch, okay? It's possible. Mm-hmm. But I get it. The problem that those pushing this initiative, who are they're seeking fundraising or pushing for, I don't know. I guess I read it quickly, to be fair. Whoever's listening who is into this, my apologies.
No worries.
I feel like I get the gist, but I'm talking about it anyway, which is... Nah, that's a smart thing to do. But the Gutenberg documentation is, for starters, the pace of the iteration on the software is so fast that it's hard to keep the documentation up to date as it is. But also, in addition to just it being, you know, minimally documented, there's also this concern that they're expressing about it being documented well enough that it can be approachable to beginners. This is important because this is the direction that WordPress is going, and it's a part of the values of WordPress that it be approachable and welcoming and a place where kind of junior beginner developers can cut their teeth and get started without like an advanced level of knowledge. And we talked about this in the early days of Gutenberg. And I was among the many, many voices expressing concern about this change in WordPress, mm-hmm. raising the barrier to entry for developers. Because like back in the, there's no question that it used to be easier. contributing in these days or just extending in your own way, not even contributing to the project, but just extending WordPress. is objectively more difficult than it used to be. Like you used to be able to get by with just like minimal PHP knowledge, and just like hardly anything. You could figure it out with a few simple tutorials, and you could like make a simple plugin or theme. It was not that hard. I wasn't very good at all. I hardly knew anything. And the first time I started extending it, I kept saying like, wow, that was it. That's all it takes.
Right. Right.
And it's part of the reason why so many of us got into it. We're like, whoa, I'm not any good. I don't know anything. And I can still like customize this thing and make it do fun stuff.
Right.
Like, this is fun. And it became a rabbit hole that took a lot of us into development. Anyway, I'm making this into a long spiel, but it's harder now, and there's this concern about the documentation not being as approachable enough. So extra effort needs to be put into the docs to make it not just like accurately representing the APIs so the advanced developers can extend it, but going the greater lengths of making it approachable. Mm-hmm. I guess you get the idea. I don't need to beat that.
So you're saying you're not going to donate?
Well, that comes to the reason that I'm actually uncomfortable with this.
Right.
Because it seems to me like it's a foregone conclusion that contributors get paid.
Right.
In this, that's what's coming across to me. Like, contributors who are employed as contributors have been on the rise for a while. And now they're responsible for so much of the project. I'm sure I'm missing a little history, but the fact that the request seems to be starting with raising money as the first course of action, so paid contributors can be brought in to address the problem, it just bothers me a little bit.
So, but what about the flip side of that coin? Same coin, but you have bigger companies who do the 5% and or the 5 for the future, or even full time. I mean, we both know people who are core contributors, paid salaried at other companies, but that's what they do. You know, and I just saw, you know, there's a link in that tweet. I mean, there's a link to a tweet from Yoast, that they're hiring two people to be WordPress core, get paid. 80% would be the time on the core, 20% would work for Yoast. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying that
there's been such a rise of contributors to the project being employed. Contributors.
Okay. They're not being employed. Oh, I see what you mean. They're not being employed.
Their job is contributing.
Right. At a company.
Mm-hmm. And that's been such on the rise that now I look at something like this and I'm just like a drive-by view of it, mm-hmm. or, you know, a bystander looking at it. But it looks like the first course of action is let's use money to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Instead of what it seems like in years past, the focus initially would have been what can we do
as a community
to guide volunteers to recruit more volunteers to solve this problem or guide the committed volunteers to this new priority. Is the volunteer contributor thing a thing of the past?
Mm.
Leaders of the WordPress project do have the authority and the ability to shift priorities and make things happen, unless it's possible in this like supposedly democratic community to take these initiatives up and raise awareness for them and push for these concerns to become a bigger priority. And then it is totally possible for those leading the projects to guide volunteers and contributors in that direction. If they agree, you know, they can be persuaded that it really is a priority. I remember back when Drew James was release lead years ago, he put a ton of energy into inline documentation for WordPress. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the release that he led was a huge step forward for developers because of the amount of inline docs which were introduced formerly were missing. And that was a priority of his. And people with authority now could be shifting the focus and saying, you know what, we agree, you're right, we need to make this documentation more approachable. Let's herd the cats in that direction. But that's not what is being discussed here. There's no question of like, let's raise awareness for this and persuade leaders of the project to shift priorities.
Yeah.
Let's just raise money and fund new people to be employed as documentation.
Right. Yeah, it's a slippery slope. I see what you mean. And 4.2, yeah. Drew led 4.2.
Oh, thank
for
you.
Those who want to go back and look at inline documentation.
Yeah.
No, anyway, I agree.
I don't really know. I'm kind of like, I'm just uncomfortable with it.
So last little question on this topic then. Has there been conversations at Sandhills regarding this? Or is it a definite no? No conversations not going to happen? Like you're not going to employ somebody to work as a core contributor? You don't have to answer if it's uncomfortable.
No.
We haven't
talked about that. Okay. Not in recent times.
Right on. Okay, I was curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting link article, WP Tavern. I'll link to it in the show notes as well. So check that out if you're interested. And if you want to help. If you want to get paid, well, can't help you there. This is all you.
Lisa Canini has joined Sandhills Development, a great new junior developer. We welcome Lisa. She lives in Washington State and has a background in JavaScript and
very cool.
Lots of other programming. And she's making a big splash here at Sandhills, working on easy digital downloads primarily.
Congratulations. Yeah. I don't know Lisa, actually. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, sweet.
Well, she's new to the community.
Yeah. Where did she come from? Do you know where she was before, by chance?
Well, she's new to development and has a background working in the public library system.
Oh, interesting.
So she's learned programming in recent times. And we opened up a junior developer position. She was very well qualified for it with her skill set. But this is her first remote job and her first programming job. And she's doing a great job. We're really excited to have her as a part of the team. And she documents a lot of her journey over on her blog, which we will have a link to in the show notes. I encourage people, you know, the people in the community to welcome Lisa.
Absolutely.
And follow her blog. It's really good.
Right on. Congratulations. No other changes, right? Yeah, I don't think there are. Nope. What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now. What you're wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now. All right, I'll go first here. I'm wearing the WordPress trucker hat. No t-shirt today because I went and did a little workout and I have to get wet, whatever. I didn't shower yet. I'm going to go do some errands and then I have to pressure wash some stuff. FYI. I'm drinking, not coffee today, I'm drinking ashwagandha tea. It's supposed to help me stay calm.
Chill out, man.
And it's also supposed to help some other stuff, just overall balance and some leveling out of things and cortisols, which is cool. And it was recommended by our friend Chris Badgett, actually. So I got some of that.
Very cool.
Yeah. Reading Hitchhiker's Guide, the books, the series of five books. But I added a book to this list recently. I don't know if did I mention this last week? I started this one called Retire Before Mom and Dad. It's a finance book. And the reason I'm reading this one is I'm trying to incentivize my kids to read some. And I wanted to see what this one's about. Parker actually did read chapter 4 and he brought up a dinner last night, ironically enough. So I said, hey, read this chapter. And yesterday morning we talked about it. It's about the superpower of being compounded interest, you know. So now, because he has this money, he wants to buy a car. And I want him to buy a car, sure. But I want him to be smart with the decision of how much car he buys, etc. So, yeah. Trying. I mean,
gotcha. Anyway. Yeah. Listen to your dad.
Well, here's the thing. I will mention this real quick. It's not a finance show, but, you know, I was at his age. We were all teenagers at one point. We made mistakes, this and that. I had some funds that were managed for me by my parents. That was great. From some accidents I was in and some, you know, funds that I got from settlements. But I was never taught about how much to save, put money away, 401k, Roth. I never got any of that education. And to my detriment, so I don't have that nest egg. You know, 15 years out from now, I want my kids to at least have the knowledge. They can't blame me in 20 years to say, hey, he never told me, Dad. I'm telling you, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Up to them to do it. I can help and guide them, you know. So anyway,
we've
talked about that before. You should do the same thing for Abigail.
Oh, good idea.
There you go.
I will listen to you because you're wise.
Thanks. All right. What do you got?
I'm wearing a North Stack hat. I'm drinking coffee and I'm reading Meaningful Work by Sean Askenozy.
let me see that hat. Bend down a little bit. I just want to see that. It's a good looking hat.
Yeah. It is actually. I like it.
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's a very classic. It's almost like a retro 1989 hat.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
I was a toddler.
Yeah, you were. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
I got to tell you, the other night we watched this documentary called Tickled. Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Oh man, it was so good. I strongly recommend you watching it, but it's totally crazy. Totally great. You'll never see tickling in the same way. And it starts with the story about competitive endurance tickling.
Oh my gosh.
As a sport, sport.
Wow.
Yeah. CET. And it got me thinking maybe there could be competitive WordPress advice as a sport.
Ooh.
What do you think? Could we start something?
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah.
It's just an idea.
It's a good idea.
We'll workshop it.
Right. We should. But also, you know what time it is though? That's right. It's questions time, everybody. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Options. That was actually pretty cool. I like that. That was neat.
Yeah.
I did.
Seriously, you should watch that documentary.
Though. I will.
It's insane.
Yeah. You want to ask that first question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
How do you find remote employees? From Serena Dawn.
Oh, great question. Well, you know, I do have an option here and a handful. I'm old school and I'm new school. And what I mean by that, Serena, is that I would say it's very obvious. If you know me at all, you know my favorite color is silver. You know, it's my last name, you know. So, but my second favorite color is what? It's yellow. But why do you ask? Due to the yellow pages. That's right. I love them yellow pages. Yeah, those tomes of yesteryear, and folk songs, propping up a CRT monitor all day long. So I simply just bust out my yellow pages and I go to the employment agencies and give them a call.
Wow. Jeez.
And God. Regarding the new school of thought, the current pandemic has helped out quite a bit to find people working remote.
Good. Yeah, you put in the effort, man. You're blowing me away today. Yellow pages. That's cute with the colors. Very clever.
Well, ironically enough, we actually got one in the mail last week.
Oh, really?
It's like this. It's like maybe an inch thick. It's so sad.
What a weird thing. Okay. Well, how do you find remote employees? All right. My first thought, and I'm trying not to overthink this, but I would look first in their homes, because I think that's a very common location where they end up spending a lot of their time. So if you're looking for remote employees, they're probably at their house. But like if you know, as long as you have their home address, check at their homes first, and next check nearby coffee shops, breweries, libraries, and co-working spaces. If you're looking for them, you're trying to find them because they're lost or something or not responding. Anyway, that's my advice, I think, right?
Not a bad way to go. Kind of on the nose, if you think, you know. I think right. Another option is, you know, from my second option, really, or third, I guess, is my third option, word of mouth and referrals. You know, based on your network of influence, your circle of, friends and professional colleagues is where I would go to find them as well. And we're very lucky, I think, because we're both in industries where we work from home or where everyone is remote, you know. So, that's how I've found everyone. I mean, actually, I've only had one person who has ever worked in the same town as me as of being here in North Carolina. It was great in theory. I was hopeful. It didn't quite work out. I was hoping that it was like, I remember, here's the thing. I hired the guy, worked for a few months, not a problem. And I seriously thought about you and Joel back in the day, that he would come to your house and you guys could co-work for the day and work on projects right. When you had the agency. Mm-hmm. I really wanted him to come here. We would co-work for the day. He never did. And he was like, never was available. We had lunch a few times, which I paid for each lunch. So I thought, so a couple of red flags there. Anyway, referrals, word of mouth, the professional groups that you're a part of, I think you need to reach out to that.
Yeah. Joel was one in a million. Not everybody's going to be great as Joel Worsham. Shout out to that guy. I miss working with him.
Yeah. I miss him.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for them, if you're looking for remote employees, they're probably working at your competitor's company.
Okay.
So that's a good place to look as well. Just steal them. Just try and win them away from your competitors, because you're winning in two ways. You're getting your great employee and you're making things harder for your competitor. So yeah, be a capitalist, be savage out there. That's a strategy.
That's not bad.
Is it good? I kind of thought it was good.
It's not bad at all.
All right. Well, context can also be helpful for this question because, you know, it's just how do you find remote employees, but the needs that you have and the size of your business and factors like that really affect the strategy that you would take. So if you're a barely really big company hiring large numbers, then you really likely do need help from recruiters and hiring managers and job boards and so on. Those are going to be essential because then you have a funnel. You need to have a funnel that you're continuously bringing candidates through, and you will be beyond what you could realistically accomplish through networking and referrals. So that's the case for many companies, and we're starting to see that ourselves, where in the early days of this business, our networks were sufficient to grow our staff when we needed like one or two new positions.
Bless you.
Sorry, thank you.
Hey, it's live, people, right there.
Yeah, when we had one or two new postings a year, it would just be like, oh, well, we know like 50 people in this industry who might be interested, you know, like who's a really good fit. There's already some people like contributing on our forums or making pull requests on our GitHub and stuff. Let's just hire some of them. But at a certain point, a company grows beyond when that can scale. Like that doesn't scale up infinitely, and you need to have a real recruiting strategy. But, you know, if you are a small to medium company, then things like, you know, posting to job boards and your own contact network and even your customer base. And this is something that I would, you know, just encourage, like thinking a little bit outside of the box. It's not even just your professional network of peers in the industry. You might have vendors and even customers, you know, like if you got a job post that you're putting on your website, consider even sharing that with your customer base, all of your clients and so on. Like, does anybody know? Like, we're trying to grow and better serve you. And if you know anyone
that fits this role,
right?
We have actually hired before in my
former company. Like we had a customer who had kind of like a contract in-house developer who we ended up hiring for our agency and continuing to serve that same client. And you know, we've had those kinds of situations before. Actually, now that I think about it, that happened multiple times. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Think outside the box about your sphere of contacts.
Right.
And there are also a ton, like I'm telling you, a ton of niche remote job boards.
Yeah.
I mean, they're popping up all over the place. A lot recently because of the increased demand. Mm-hmm. As people are laid off and they're looking for this, like, how could I possibly make money to pay my bills when I can't go to places and whatever industry I was in has been decimated? And in-person jobs are declining or gone. So there are a ton of these remote job boards, and they're for like every niche that you can think of. There are like remote women and remote people of color and remote programmers and remote no-code jobs. Mm-hmm. I saw one of those the other day that's just like remote jobs that are not programming. And all of these for every different language, for every different skill set, for every different demographic. So you can drill down a little bit what your specific needs are. Do you need a programmer? Do you need a designer or a project manager or someone to run sales or all these other things? There are probably niche job boards focused on that specifically. You might be able to get in front of the right people. That's a start.
Yeah. I'm still thinking. Wow, ask your customers if they know, or share with them. And then the way you spin that is, hey, we're growing to serve all the clients like you better. I love that. I really do. That's gold. That's gold, Jerry.
Spin.
Gold. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah. Of course. You can't tell.
You know. Some clients will not be happy if you steal away their in-house developers and writers.
Yeah,
and
no, I'm saying like go with customers. I mean, I think from my perspective, it's like, you know, for example, I have my designer right now. She came from a past client. You know, she was doing you know, engineering work, and she went back to college for a master's degree in UI UX and industrial design. And she's career shifting, and so she's doing work for me now. Not 100%, but you know, so yeah. Anyway, cool. Good answers. Good question. And question number two is, this one's sent in from Raquel Landenfield. Have you ever put mascara on your eyelashes?
Oh my goodness. We got all kinds of questions here.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, your life with WordPress. And I have an easy answer. Yes. Why? Yes, I have.
Yeah?
I have a daughter who likes to put makeup on and do stuff and be silly and serious. And she watched YouTube videos for a long time. This is, you know, she's now 19, but, you know, years ago, yeah, she would say, hey, Dad, can I put makeup on you? I'm like, yes, you can, daughter, who I love. Yeah.
That was going to be my same answer. I have a 2-year-old and she got as a gift a little makeup kit and she loves it. It's one of her favorite games to play.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and to be fair, like when I'm playing with her and if I have input on what game we play, it's not going to be my first choice, but I want to do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
She wants to play the makeup game. And fiddle around with these little brushes and right. little pencil thingies and the little lipstick thing that she's got. Fine. She's happy. I'm happy.
Right.
I love doing it.
Right. Absolutely. So
it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not ashamed to say.
No, me neither. All. Not at all. Yeah. No. I mean,
awesome. I don't know what any of it is, but there has been makeup on my face.
So it's not really an option part. Question, but it's just a yes or no. And yes, I have.
Yep. Dad right. life.
Yeah. Dad life. That's right. All right. Do we have... No, we don't, do we? There's no bumper for Vague Rant Up.
No. Well, I don't know.
No, maybe there's not.
Vague Rant Up.
Okay. So we're going to do a segment called Vague Rant Up. This is where we get to rant about something in a vague way. And I think you should go first.
Oh, good idea. All right. I've got a little rant that I threw together. Here we go. I'm going to tell you about a common question. Which, in the context, I'll explain shortly, generally returns a common response.
Okay.
And that's where the problem is. The okay. response which is given all too often is the wrong answer. And I'll tell you in a moment what that is. First, the context. In this scenario, person A, all right, is the advisor or even the investor, all right, someone listening. They are listening to a pitch and evaluating it, maybe providing some feedback. Person B is giving a pitch for a venture of some kind. You know, maybe it's something that's already rolling and they're trying to grow it. Maybe it's just a new idea and they want to get it off the ground. Doesn't matter. They are trying to persuade person A of their venture's viability. You follow me?
I'm with you so far. Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's say it's... You know, we'll just use ourselves for an example. Say it's you telling me about one of your new ideas. We'll pick on you because I think you can take
That's
it.
Fine.
But this
I
is just a
it.
Hypothetical,
yes.
all right?
Yes.
You come to me and you say, I've got this project, which I think is going to be big. Okay? Now we get to the question. And just imagine that I'm some wise advisor
okay.
saying, tell me, Adam, about your project, and I shall bestow upon you some wisdom. All right?
Okay.
I ask... Are you ready? Are
yep.
you ready for the question?
Yep.
All right. I ask you, what's your competition?
Mm-hmm.
This is where the common answer comes in.
There's no competition.
An answer I've heard so many times, and it is the wrong answer. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yes. You were correct.
Yeah.
There's no competition.
There's no competition. We're better.
Wrong.
Right.
That is never true. That is never the right answer. If you give this answer, I'm immediately out. Forget about it.
Like you're a shark from Shark Tank.
Right. I am.
I'm out. Okay.
I have no interest if that is your answer because it tells me you do not understand your market, your product, or basic business fundamentals.
Hmm.
Not going into business with someone who says there is no competition. That is the wrong answer.
Wow. So is the right answer then, it's these other companies, but they have a smaller market share, the cap rate is here, and they're just not growing because they haven't done much marketing? Would that be a better answer for you?
that would be a better answer. I mean, any answer is better.
So which one of my companies do you not think is viable because I don't know the company? I'm kidding.
Yeah. I didn't really want to pick on you.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Right. Thank you for participating.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe another time we can talk more about maybe a listener wants to write in a question. So, okay. So if no competition is the wrong answer, what's the right answer? And right. we'll dissect that.
Yeah. It's funny. It reminds me of when people always tell me you know what you should do as far as like an opportunity or a business model or something, because they know I'm entrepreneurial. Well, everyone, you should do this. Well, if it's so easy, why aren't you doing it? You know? Anyway, so,
right.
It's a whole
right.
separate rant. So, all right. Okay. That's good. So that's solid. Solid. Yeah. I think.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So mine is, it's an issue I have with most recently. It appears that it's revolved around someone who lives under my roof. You know, that this person thinks the world revolves around someone under my roof. I don't want to say any names about anyone who lives here, but it rhymes with darker. And the example, as we now know what the school year looks like, coming in 45 days, it's going to be 1 week on, like in person on campus, and then 2 weeks remote, you know, that it'll be keep going that way. So this is important because I was mentioning at a dinner just like a day or two ago that with that schedule for these people who live in this house who go to high school, I could then do like a personal retreat because they're going to be home for 2 weeks. So that way the dog would be taken care of. Or I could go on to with Ellen on a trip, let's say Los Angeles or San Francisco. Be nice to spend some solo time with my partner for 25 years. Especially
maybe do some in-person podcasting with a close friend.
Absolutely. You know, especially the last 4 months, I haven't gone anywhere. We haven't had any date nights, etc. And again, like I said, the high schooler's been home. They don't have to get to school in the morning. The dog would be taken care of. Ellen and I could have a getaway. And then, of course, one of these people who live here says, well, if we're remote learning for those 2 weeks, could a kid come too? Not getting the concept at all that I need and require a break from them.
Wow. I'd say they don't get it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Teenager, middle of the universe, the rest of us around them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, no names, darker. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How many of us like have the awareness to just like honestly admit that someone else in our lives probably needs a break from us?
Like, I know they do. I want to get. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah. Okay. Like I'm thinking of you guys. Yeah, that's where the spin comes in, man. You got to spin it. Like,
right.
I want you guys to have a break from me.
Absolutely. Here's $10. Don't spend it in one place.
You are the center of the universe, and I'm thinking of you.
Right. I'll do that from now on.
The spin, man.
The spin master.
The spin.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Well, cool. If you have any questions, let's wrap this up. Thanks for listening. Be sure to email us. How many times am I going to say questions? Questions at getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe function and feature of the website. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, at get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Sober. We're on SoundCloud for all the musical stuff. We got to get some more music back in the show, Kyle. I still want to do the Zoom thing. I want to do the live where people can participate. So I'm going to schedule that for sometime before the end of summer. How about that? July, August. We'll figure that out. That's coming. Cool. Stay tuned. And I think that's all we got. So say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.